My guest at this time is Gordon Chang. He's a widely acknowledged expert on China, North Korea, and the Far East. He is also the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. We want to get his reaction to a pair of stories that have American officials alarmed, namely another series of ballistic missile tests and the sentencing of an American college student to 15 years of hard labor. And Gordon, thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you so much.
Let's start with the missile tests. We just saw this a number of days ago, Kim Jong-un ordering missile tests, now ordering them again. And there had been rhetoric leading up to this that he wanted tests of missiles that could carry nuclear warheads. From what we can understand, there's been two missiles, one that flew about 800 kilometers and another that perhaps didn't do quite as well because it disappeared at an altitude of 17 kilometers, according to CNN's reporting. What do you make of this latest action by North Korea?
North Korea will continue to test short and intermediate range missiles. They want to show their customers that these things work. Also, they want to rattle the international community. What we're concerned about, however, is their test of long-range missiles. And they do have two launchers that can reach the 48 states. So therefore, we've got to be concerned because eventually, if not now, they'll be able to put nuclear warheads on those missiles and therefore threaten America.
What have you seen in these latest tests that tell you what their capability is right now?
Well, we know the capability of missiles of this range. And so I think that this was more political in terms of the timing of the tests. We're going to expect North Korea to continue to try to upset South Korea and the United States and the rest of the international community, because right now we see a number of sanctions that have been imposed on North Korea, not only by the UN, but also unilaterally by South Korea, Japan, and the United States. And North Korea has got to be concerned that these are going to actually throttle their economy, especially the economy as it relates to the regime members, which is called the royal economy. So therefore, Kim Jong-un, the ruler, is going to continue to do these things, including making threats about incinerating Manhattan, which he did about 4 or 5 days ago, as he tries to change the status quo.
We're talking with Gordon Chang, expert on the Far East and the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World. When it comes to rattling the saber on the international stage, you mentioned obviously they're perhaps looking for a fire sale on some of these things, given the sanctions that are about to really clamp down on them. A lot of times in the past, of course, they've done this to get concessions out of the United States and other powers, perhaps from the permanent nations on the UN Security Council. Any particular demands that you think that they have in mind right now?
I think they have a number of issues, nothing really in particular. Of course, they want the lifting of the sanctions that have been recently imposed. And we got to remember that the firing of these two missiles came at just about the same time as President Obama issued his executive order giving effect to the sanctions in H.R. 757. I think sanctions probably is the top of the list. But North Korea has a lot of items that it wants from us and from South Korea.
State Department spokesman John Kirby says that the U.S. is closely monitoring the situation and says, quote, "We call again on North Korea to refrain from actions that further raise tensions in the region and focus instead on taking concrete steps toward fulfilling its international commitments and obligations." You're obviously going to have people who think that's not nearly strong enough. Other people, of course, who will say that the last thing you want to do is inflame things even more. What's your reaction to how the administration's been handling this and this particular incident?
Well, I think this administration really has yet to come to grips with one fact, and that is that inside the regime in North Korea, there seems to be a lot of intense infighting, especially Kim Jong-un struggling with his four-star officers. He's killed at least two of them in the last 13 months, and a third one has recently disappeared. So these threats come in the context of instability in Pyongyang. And we can talk all about we want about what North Korea should do, but the issue is what North Korea is going to do. And I don't think that the policy community in Washington and in other capitals has really sort of understood the dynamic, a very dangerous dynamic now in the Kim regime.
How do we exploit that?
Well, I think that what we need to do is actually not only impose sanctions, but more important, to enforce them. I mean, there's a pretty heavy set of sanctions already in place before this year when there was the nuke and missile test. And now, of course, there are more sanctions. But if we actually started to enforce these sanctions, we might get the attention of, for instance, China, especially if we impose sanctions on Chinese banks doing business with North Korea. I think that that certainly would change the dynamic in very much in our favor and against Kim Jong-un. We haven't been willing to do that for various reasons, neither this administration nor the prior one. And we've really got to sort of look at North Korea in a very new light and understand we have little time to solve this problem.
Let's talk about the other issue I mentioned at the outset, Mr. Chang, and that, of course, was the arrest of the American college student, 21-year-old Otto Warmbier, a University of Virginia student who was in North Korea as a tourist. He was arrested after there was footage of him in a hotel removing a poster, I believe, of Kim Jong-il. And he was, after a one-hour trial, sentenced to 15 years of hard labor. Obviously, no one's under the illusion that there's a fair justice system over there in North Korea. But what do you think is behind this type of action, 15 years of hard labor for removing a poster?
Well, that's obviously disproportionate. I think the North Koreans were genuinely incensed by what Warmbier did, which was to tear down a poster with a saying relating to Kim Jong-il, the previous leader. Of course, though, apart from the genuine anger, there is just the whole issue of North Korea taking Americans as bargaining chips, as they've done in the past. Now, Warmbier should not have done what he did. As a matter of fact, I don't think he should have gone to North Korea anyway. Americans should not do that. It is extraordinarily dangerous. But now that he has done it, we need to continue to put pressure on North Korea to release him. Because obviously this sentence is way out of bounds with what anyone would expect for something like this. This is a prank, and it doesn't deserve 15 years hard labor.
From what we can tell, there has not been a demand yet for his release. It may be forthcoming since it's happened in recent days, but as of yet, there don't seem to be any reports of that demand coming from the U.S. government. What do you make of that?
Well, we have there have been some State Department statements about asking for his release. And, of course, we've been working with the Swedes who represent the United States in Pyongyang because, of course, we don't have diplomatic relations. But, you know, at some point we have, you know, we should not reward the regime for taking Americans because all that does is gives them incentive to take more. You know, we sent President Carter, President Clinton, James Clapper, the director of national intelligence. These are big propaganda coups for North Korea. And so they get something when we take Americans back who've been released from captivity. You know, we need to stop rewarding them and just applying pressure because the regime has an incentive to let these people go anyway. They do not want to hold them. And so we should play a little bit tougher with them on this because we need to stop this dynamic. It's great to get Warmbier out, but we got to worry about the next Warmbier and the one after that.
Mr. Chang, we'll have to leave it there. Thank you, sir, very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Gordon Chang is a widely acknowledged expert on China, North Korea, and the Far East. He's also the author of Nuclear Showdown, North Korea Takes on the World, among other books. He's also a columnist and a blogger. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.